Full of hay?
Yeah.
How'd you manage that? Going too fast?
No, I was hesitant to had to go around the edge of a hill going to the barn. And just
flipped over. Huh?
Flipped over. The top part of the hay just kept sliding. That's what I was sitting on. I turned those lines loose and just slid off down there.
Do you have any of these, I don't know what you would call them, shelters or something like that, where you see they put the hay under it? Usually it's just several poles with some kind of roof on the top of them, and the hay's stacked up under that.
Yeah, I've seen that. So. Usually covered with boards of some kind. And they just call them hay barns. Because you need to not have a solid wall with your hay, you know.
Need to have some air?
Yeah.
What about some of the animals that you have on the farm?
Well, we have mules and horses, and cows and hogs, usually a dog. Always had cats out at the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Some people let them in the house. Mm-hmm. We never did. We kept them out at the barn in the smokehouse. Usually keep your shell peas in the smokehouse.
Is that right?
And, yeah, you put them in barrels. If you didn't have some cats out there to keep the rats off, they'd ruin your peas.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned barrels. Do you remember what people called that metal ring that went around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
Yeah, there's the hook. Barrel hook.
Is that that thing you occasionally now see pictures of kids pushing that thing along with a stick, you know, just playing, just rolling it along?
But you're talking about a hook off the hub of a wagon.
Oh, is that what it was?
Little, small hook. Yeah, that's off the hub of the wagon.
I see.
They made good. We used to put a little cross piece on our stick, you know, run those things around over the country.
Was much cotton grown around here back then?
Yeah, there was quite a bit.